This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 2023 so far has not been kind to the high-end sneaker market. Adidas came out with a profit warning earlier this month, saying that the demise of its relationship with Ye, known once upon a time as Kanye West, due to his anti-Semitism, is going to put a big dent in its bottom line. Analysts figure the company is still sitting on as much as $500 million worth of now unmarketable Yeezy merchandise. Item two is the sneaker resale market. According to data from the research firm Alton Insights, for sneaker resellers, average prices were down 7% last year. So with all that turbulence on the macro sneaker level, we got Vanita Cooper back on the phone from Silhouette Sneakers and Arts in the Greenwood District of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Business right now at Silhouette is doing well, according to our revenue numbers. We are currently doing 37% better in terms of revenue compared to last year. So it's exciting. It's exciting to see that. Right now, you know, the sneaker market is down. You know, Nike, New Balance, like all the major brands, they recognize that people are not going to be as spendy in the first quarter. And so in terms of really desirable releases of sneakers, it's just slower. And so a big challenge is just trying to, like, keep engagement when, you know, we're not seeing just a constant flow of really hyped sneakers. I knew that this was going to be a challenging year. So, you know, even though, you know, I'm seeing positive signs in terms of revenue, I think it's just because of some aggressive kind of like tactics and trying to make sure that we're keeping traction, gaining traction. We've been open for a little over 3 years, and I actually have not taken Silhouette to a sneaker trade show. And so yesterday I went to, you know, my first trade show as a vendor and did a really nice number of sales. But also just, like, got the brand out. In the next 3 to 4 months, I would love to continue to build on, you know, some of the wins, some of the progress that we've made in terms of, you know, building up our customer base. Maybe stepping outside of Tulsa a little bit more, going to trade shows. You know, the trade show yesterday was not, it's not the last. It's just the beginning. And finally, the star of the show, of course, is Pancake, our miniature dachshund employee. Pancake is now here 2 days a week instead of one. And, you know, it's just anecdotal, but definitely had some customers say, hey, you know, I bought this because of Pancake. So I definitely think he's having a positive impact on business here as well.
Vanita Cooper and Pancake at Silhouette Sneakers and Art in Tulsa, Oklahoma.